The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. I want to get to this because it's just so very important. Over 70,000 people are now homeless in the Bahamas. Over 70,000 people are homeless. Between 13 and 20,000 homes are either totally destroyed or severely damaged. I live in Westerville, Ohio. That is nearly twice the population of the entire city of Westerville. I don't know how many housing units there are in Westerville. I don't know that. But it would be like Westerville, Ohio, or Worthington, Ohio, or Upper Arlington, Ohio, or Dublin, Ohio, or Powell, or Canal Winchester, or Reynoldsburg being completely wiped off the face of the earth. That is what they're dealing with in the Bahamas. Currently, 44 have been found dead. They believe that that number is going to rise significantly in the days and probably the weeks ahead. Think of this humanitarian crisis. 70,000 people without any home whatsoever. No place to go. And not all of them, but many of them are poor. No insurance, no possible way to rebuild their home. And not only that, their livelihood, where they worked, is gone. Tourism is huge in the Bahamas. There is not going to be any tourism, at least in these particular, the worst hit areas of the Bahamas, for possibly years. So people are homeless, people without food, people without shelter, people without income, and no way, no human way, to have their home replaced, their income replaced, and so forth. It really is an enormous humanitarian crisis. Now, here's the part that breaks my heart. Here's the part that blesses me. I'm looking at a story about the devastation. And the prime organization that is featured in this lengthy story from the Bahamas is Samaritan's Purse. If you know anything about the mainstream news media, Franklin Graham has been absolutely demonized. From the mainstream media, you would think that Franklin Graham has horns, a tail, and a pitchfork. You would honestly believe he is straight from the pit of hell. According to the mainstream media, he's a hate monger. He's a bigot. The Billy Graham organization under his leadership has become nothing but a hate mongering hate organization. Samaritan's Purse. But I want you to know something. Right now, anyway, Samaritan's Purse is doing more in the Bahamas than anyone else, including the United States government. Listen to this. Samaritan's Purse, and by the way, this is not a news release from Samaritan's Purse. This is a news story. The first sentence is over 70,000 people are now homeless, 44 have been dead, and so on and so forth. And then I jump down four paragraphs. Samaritan's Purse, a non-denominational evangelical Christian disaster relief organization, says its team of more than 60 staff members have been on the ground in the Bahamas since September 4th. At the request of the World Health Organization, the WHO, and the government of the Bahamas, they have set up an emergency field hospital and have flown in a team of medical specialists, including doctors and nurses. Now, the U.S. government is doing some things, and they're helping, and I think we need to do more. But guess who the World Health Organization and the government of the Bahamas turns to? They turn to Samaritan's Purse. So they have set up an emergency field hospital. Again, quoting, the 40-bed facility has an outpatient department and emergency room equipped to serve up to 100 patients every single day. The field hospital is also equipped with an obstetrics ward with a delivery room and an operating room where as many as 10 surgeries can be performed every day. Bev Kaufeld of Samaritan's Purse gave a disaster relief update on the organization's website, described seeing reports that the Rand Memorial Hospital in Freeport had been severely damaged by floodwaters, which highlights the need for the field hospital. Their DC-8 aircraft, I didn't know they had a DC-8. It's possible I worked on that. That's an old Douglas. Those are old planes, but still flying. Their DC-8 aircraft, which has already transported over 12 disaster response teams and more than 30 tons of emergency relief items, will continue to transport aid for as long as it is needed. Let's see. A Bahamian official said 600 humanitarian aid flights are going into Abaco every day. But even though supplies are coming in, there are only a few vehicles on the islands that didn't sustain damage that can be used to transport supplies. On Grand Bahama, for example, there's only one working ambulance on the entire island. Because of this, Samaritan's Purse says it's also using a small plane and helicopter to access hard-to-reach areas and transport team members and supplies. Quote, families in the Bahamas are suffering and millions of others are bracing for Dorian's impact as the storm continues to move, said Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse. Now, there are some other organizations mentioned in the article, but nobody is doing what Samaritan's Purse is doing. And that's typical when there is a huge humanitarian crisis. Samaritan's Purse is usually the first and often the last to leave. And yet, I will be extremely surprised to see one word of praise from the mainstream media. I'll be shocked. It'd be wonderful, but I will be shocked if there is even one word of praise from CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, or any of the mainstream news media. I will be shocked if they say one positive thing about Samaritan's Purse because it doesn't fit their narrative. They're Christians. Franklin Graham has gone on record as believing in traditional marriage. And to the mainstream media and the progressive left, that's the only thing that matters. If you do not agree with the LGBTQ agenda, it doesn't make any difference how much good you do. You are evil simply because you do not fit their political and moral agenda. And that, my friends, is unbelievably sad. But it's true. Pray for the folks in the Bahamas, please. And if you have an opportunity to give to relief, I suggest you do. These folks need it desperately. We'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I was going to save this story for a little later in the program, but this is this is just too good to share. And maybe you've heard. This story takes place in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. I have no idea whether I pronounced that correctly. Montoursville, Montoursville, Pennsylvania. Montoursville, Pennsylvania. Well, there is a couple over there by the name of Robert and Tiffany Williams. I've looked all through the article, and I can't find how old they are. Don't know. Story didn't tell me. But anyway, back a couple of weeks ago, they checked their bank account balance, and it had increased by a cool $120,000. Yeah. No, they didn't deposit that. No. They had $120,000 in their bank account that they did not deposit. So now what would you do? Well, I would hope that you would call the bank and say, hey, I think there's been a mistake. Nope, they didn't. In 2 weeks' time, they bought an SUV, two four-wheelers, a camper, a car trailer, paid off most of their bills, did some repairs on some of their vehicles, made a whole bunch of cash purchases, and gave $15,000 to a friend who had some, a need for money. $120,000. They spent every penny of it in 2 weeks' time. Hey, honey, where did this $120,000 come from? I don't know. Maybe Uncle Jack put it in the bank account. Maybe it was Aunt Shirley. She's kind of wealthy. Maybe, you know, you think we should call somebody? Nah. Oh, my goodness. So they went and spent it all. Well, it took about 2 weeks for the bank to realize the error. And when they realized the error, they transferred the money, which was no longer there, to the current account, which means the couple, Robert and Tiffany Williams, are now $120,000 overdrawn. Yeah. Not only are they expected to pay back the $120,000, they are also expected to pay back the $107,000 in overdraft fees. So altogether, $220,000. One of their next door neighbors said, "I'm not that dumb, but some people do stupid things sometimes." That's what their next door neighbor said. The neighbor on the other side said, "It is kind of shocking with all the procedures the banks have set up, checking, double checking, triple checking. There's no way anybody gets away with that stuff," the other neighbor said. Tiffany, again, it was Robert and Tiffany Williams. Tiffany said to the news media, she and her husband would work out a payment plan. Could you imagine? That's more than most mortgages. Court papers showed that after those two initial calls from the bank, The couple had no contact with bank representatives despite several attempts by the bank to reach them. In other words, don't answer the phone. The couple is now facing felony theft charges. A man at the Williams home said he was Robert's father. So evidently they weren't that old. A man at the Williams home said he was Robert's father and had no idea what was going on. Robert and Tiffany Williams were released on $25,000 bail. My question, where did they get the bail money? Oh, my goodness. Folks, if you have a large amount of money that, you know, it's like, all right, if you find a dollar lying on the sidewalk, you probably won't knock yourself out trying to find out who dropped the dollar. I mean, you should try. It's not yours. But you probably won't, you know, take an ad out in the paper. Hey, I found a dollar bill at Polaris Mall. But if you found an envelope with $25,000, if you don't try to find the person that it belongs to, it's theft. Legally, it's theft. And you can go to jail. Plus, it's just the right thing to do. It is just the right thing to do. Ask Robert and Tiffany Williams. I have a feeling they will be selling that SUV, the camper, the car trailer. Yeah, I would imagine they will be selling a whole bunch of that stuff to pay back the $120,000 plus the $107,000. I couldn't believe that, but I just reread it again. The $107,000 in overdraft fees. Wow. Isn't it amazing what greed will make us sinful, fallen human beings do? Greed is a powerful, powerful motivator, and often greed just totally overrules common sense. Robert and Tiffany Williams of Montoursville, Pennsylvania, have learned an extremely expensive lesson on honesty. Let's pray it doesn't take something like that to teach us about honesty. Wow. $107,000 in overdraft fees. All right, quick break. We'll return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.